Shoftim Perek Yud begins with an interregnum of sorts after the crisis of Avimelech's short rule over Klal Yisrael, or at least over the region of Shechem. Came two Shoftim who stabilized things by lasting for an extended period of time, but about whom very little is spoken in the Nach and very little is known. Pasuk Aleph, Vayakam Acharei Avimelech, and so after Avimelech's reign of terror had ended, arose Lahoshia Es Yisrael to save Klal Yisrael, Tola ben Pu'ah ben Dodo Ish Yisachar. Tola, the son of Pu'ah ben Dodo, a man of Shevet Yisachar, who Yoshev B'Shamir Bahar Ephraim, and he lived in a place called Shamir in the mountains of Ephraim, Vayishpot Es Yisrael Esrim B'Shalosh Shanim, Shana Vayomos, Vayikover B'Shamir. And he judged Klal Yisrael for an extended period of time, 23 years, and he died and was buried in Shamir, the place where he had been. So in two bare psukim, we find out that there was a judge named Tola, but we find out very little about him. Who did he save Klal Yisrael from? What did he accomplish over the course of the long 23-year period that he had? So Tola ben Pu'ah, so we find out some information from the Mefarshim, ben Dodo. So Rashi immediately says, Dodo was his grandfather. So his father, Ben Pu'ah, was Ben Dodo, the son of Dodo. It signifies nothing beyond that. But the other Mefarshim suggest that being called the son of his uncle was a meaningful phrase. So the Radak says that Ben Dodo may have been his name, but Bar Achavohi, Ben Dodo Avimelech, he might have been the nephew of Avimelech himself. The Malbim says if he was the nephew of Avimelech from the father's side, as the Radak suggested, then he would not have been from Shevet Yisachar. So the Malbim suggests that maybe he was the son of Avimelech's sister. So perhaps he came that way. Others say that perhaps he was Ben Dodo. His father Pu'ah was Ben Dodo to Avimelech. So his father was a cousin of Avimelech. So, mentioning his relationship to Avimelech, the Chidah says, emphasizes what a tzaddik Tola was, that he did not learn from Avimelech's terrible ways. Also, even though he was from Shevet Yisachar, he dwelled in Hare Ephraim, where the Lev Aharon suggests, an Achron, that he could grow in wisdom and nevuah. So this Tola ben Pu'ah may have been a relative of Avimelech or may have not, but was definitely a very righteous man who lived in Hare Ephraim for his own growth as a person, as a shofet, as an Eved Hashem. But we know very little about him, exactly who he saved Klal Yisrael from. It says Lahoshia. Lahoshia Es Yisrael, the Radak says, connected with Avimelech, who also saved Yisrael in one sense at least, to save the Jews from external threats, but Avimelech formed such an internal threat by himself, it's hard to say he was a savior of any kind. But then comes another shofet about whom we know practically nothing, Pasuk Gimel, Vayakam Acharav Ya'ir HaGiladi. So Ya'ir HaGiladi, similar to the name of Ya'ir ben Menashe, some point out, becomes shofet after Tola, Vayishpot Es Yisrael Esrim U'Shtayim Shana. And he was a judge over Klal Yisrael for 22 years. So a 45-year period with two leaders is actually a fairly stable time. And then it says about him, a mark of great honor. Pasuk Dalit, Vayihi lo shloshim bonim. And so he had 30 sons, Rochvim al shloshim ayorim, lohem, al shloshim ayorim, ushloshim ayorim lohem. So he had 30 sons who rode on 30 mules, and there were 30 cities that belonged to them. So it says the word ayorim twice, rochvim al shloshim ayorim, and then ushloshim ayorim lohem. So they lived in 30 cities. Each one had a city, each one had a mule. That's the Lexus of their time. Lohem yikru chavos yo'ir ad hayom hazeh. And to those cities they called Chavos Ya'ir, the villages of Ya'ir, until this very day. Asher be'eretz ha-Gilad, which were in the land of Gilad. Vayomas Ya'ir vayikover be'kamon. And then it ends in Pasuk Hey, Ya'ir died and he was buried in Kamon. Now, the Chavos Ya'ir idea was actually mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar in the Torah. They were called Chavos Ya'ir after Ya'ir ben Menashe, who was one of the people who conquered the Bashan and took this territory. So the Chavos Ya'ir is actually a much more ancient name. So what the Me'am Lo'e suggests may have happened is that they had been reconquered by the various Jordanian types, since it's on the other side of the Yarden River. So the local tribes had reconquered them and taken them away. And these new villages, Chavos Ya'ir, may or may not have been the original ones. Since they are listed as being in Gilad, whereas the original ones were in Bashan, the suggestion is that they were not the same villages, but as a memory of the good old days when we could easily conquer Sihon and Og, so they called these Chavos Ya'ir as well. Now, the animal that you rode was a sign of status. The Ayarim, the donkeys that they rode, mentioned elsewhere in Tanakh, are male donkeys. And the Ayarim word for cities is unusual because usually you would call them the small cities for Arim, for ear, masculine. The plural would be Arim, without a Yud. Ira means a small city. So multiple small cities would be Ayaros. So the Nach chose specifically to use the phrase Ayorim, Ayorim as an echo, to use the word twice as Devorah did in her Shira, for example, before. There is a minority opinion that Ya'ir HaGiladi was actually Ya'ir ben Menashe from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, not a son of Menashe, but a great-grandson who was a young man back in the early days and now was over 300 years old. But that's a very small opinion, and in fact, that's why in his Sefer on Navi, Rabbi Ilan Ginyan says that undoubtedly this was a different Ya'ir, unquestionably not the same person as Ya'ir ben Menashe. Not only that, but the Gemara tells us that Ya'ir ben Menashe was killed in the war against Ai. He was the 36th that died, so the idea that this could be the same Ya'ir is extremely, extremely unlikely. And almost not possible. So these two Shoftim, who get very little press, did a tremendous job as leaders of Klal Yisrael. But as we're going to see, every time a Shofet passes away, Klal Yisrael loses its cheshek to do Avodas Hashem properly. And so once again, wickedness is going to arise. And then a Shofet who gets a lot more space is going to be discussed, namely a man named Yiftach.